What's your cap say?
What?
Whoa!
My cap says...
That was bad.
Uncensored, unstructured, and unglued. This is Full Disclosure with Baden and the Hood Rats.
Hey, I'm Baden.
Erica.
Brittany.
Lucas.
Well, this is... Shit. Full Disclosure, if you don't like it,
fuck off.
God. Okay, let me teach you guys some singer tricks real quick. All right, because when you guys don't know this about microphones, but when you get louder, you back up. That like so oh, like you ever okay. notice when I say fuck off, I go fuck off. You know,
yeah,
because you guys are doing the exact opposite. You're like basically deep throat this shit.
I thought she wanted to be like,
oh
yeah.
I mean, okay. In my defense, I don't really move like through. I like I mean, my face distance. Throughout the podcast,
move in. I just like moved back to the really mic.
Oh, this baby's touching my facial hair.
So, but when you yell, the louder you talk, the more you can be like this. Fuck up, and you adjust it when you get there.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
That's why you see singers, and they're like, "And I'm oh," and then it keeps it like the same.
Okay, so for everybody who you know can't actually see what you're doing, you're. Obviously, from
yeah, you have to sing
standing
the
away
sideways. From, and then if you sing real slow, you get real close. And I will always love you. Like that.
Alrighty then. Well, thanks for that little impromptu though. Is that shit
that
over
so
there?
Cat
spit.
You're like opening everything.
It's called a cat spit stout.
He brought like 16,000 cans, and he's like, "I'm gonna open up every single one of these."
No, I clipped them on. They're just there.
Well, we started the podcast. We gotta take a drink or something.
Oh yeah. I'm down.
All right.
I'm gonna take a swig of this though.
I'm with
I'm
you.
Drink yeah. My girly ass. Over
we
here.
Don't have any Fireball today, so we're gonna take some shot of some random ass whiskey I found in my garage.
Son of a bitch.
Mm-mm. Lucas is over here spilling shit.
Hey. At least I used his technique, like he said.
At least yell you dude.
You yell in the side of the mic. Brittany.
Right? Good job, Lucas.
Thank you.
Mm. Mm.
That's some sassiness going on over there, guys.
Yeah.
This is me all day.
Yeah, huh?
Girly shit.
Just one little shot, okay? Just a little swig. It's not going to taste good.
You don't want to taste nasty as pull-up.
You have a wash, though.
Yeah, a wash. You've got, like, Erica's got, like, four different colors of Seagram's over there.
It's because she's not. She's not color. She's colorblind. That's why.
I was indecisive.
Ding, ding, ding. Looks like you're special from any other girl. Oh, wait, you're not. Because you're all disrespective. No, indecisive.
I said indecisive, not disrespective.
Same thing.
Did you just oi me like an Australian? Yeah.
Oi.
Oi. Oi, is that a cig? Oi.
All right, so dudes, dudettes. What the fuck? What are we going to do today?
I don't know. It's been a
crazy couple of weeks.
Have you heard about the Area 51 thing that's going on?
Yes,
there's a billion memes.
Gosh, what the
dude,
fuck
some
is
of the
up with
best
that?
Stuff has come out, though. Like, the celebrities.
Wait. Yeah. Wait. Brittany, you're trying to skip the whole line.
Yeah, you're skipping the whole story.
I don't know
story.
Anything about it. I just see
okay.
all the stuff with the celebrities.
Yes, okay. So
and apparently something to do with Kyle.
I know.
Oh, okay. First of all, let's explain the Kyle thing. All right, Kyle. There's a fun, I don't know where it started, but apparently it's common for guys named Kyle to slam Monster Energy, punch holes in drywall, and just be a Kyle. You know, that's just they're just a trashy white dude that slams monsters.
Alrighty then. All
right.
And so that's just.
I think the only Kyles I know are exactly like that.
Yeah, I know, and it's weird because it's the same phenomena all throughout the world. All right. All the Kyles I know are kind of, you know, that way. That's okay, though. All right. So the Area 51 thing. All right. Someone started this group. It's an event page, actually.
So and like that, it's a legitimate event.
It's a legit event page.
What the fuck?
Okay. Yeah. So Lucas pulled up a Kyle, perfect Kyle rendition.
There you go.
That's what a Kyle looks like.
Oh Kyle Smith, wall puncher, pro.
Yeah. So anyway, so someone created this event page, and it says it's supposed to be September 9th, and it says
I thought it was September 20th.
Nah, whatever. It's one of the Septembers. Anyway, it says...
it's probably when September ends.
It says...
Sorry.
Go ahead, Baden.
We're going to storm Area 51. They can't kill us all.
That's kind of morbid as fuck.
Yeah, I know. But that they... And then it said reason to see them aliens or some shit like that.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Yeah, yeah. And now it's all about slapping alien booty cheeks. And like, some, I don't know. It's been escalating. It's escalated so much that now 1.1 million people have now signed up for this event, including celebrities such as The Rock.
Chuck Norris.
No, I was saving that one. Brittany, you need to learn to shut the fuck up.
Well, that was like one of the best ones, though.
I know. You like saved the best for last. I'm teaching you things.
No, I've got the best for last.
No. Because Chuck Norris is end all. All right. This is where... No, Brittany.
I mean, honestly, with like Walker, Texas Ranger and shit like that, he kind of really is.
This is lost control.
This is okay. So anyways, so other...
The Rock, Keanu Reeves... and then there's one with the Lord of the Rings cast, and like, you have my sword, you have my bow, you have my axe. And there's some other ones, but the Chuck Norris one was my favorite. Which one were you talking about?
Betty White.
Betty White did it?
Betty White did it, and she said, "You can't kill the undying. I'm in for Area 51." And I was like, yes! It was amazing.
All right, there's that shiny thing he was talking about a minute ago.
Sorry.
I saw one about the Vatican that someone posted for a joke ski.
The Vatican?
The Vatican one. Did you see that one?
Mm-mm.
It said, next ones, we're going to storm the Vatican. They can't rape us all.
Oh, damn.
Erica,
yes, they can.
Right?
They've been doing it for 1,000 years.
1,000. Yes, I agree.
Oh, shots fired on the Vatican there.
Hey, right. I just saw it.
It is what it is.
I'm putting it out there.
We can't hear you also if you're like 4 feet away.
I was vitiating myself. My I have shorts on and my legs are sticking in my seat.
Yeah, it's funny though because like it's she has a value size rumpus. She has a big ass, and so when she adjusts, she like lifts up and it's like the Titanic.
I don't know if I should say thank you or fuck you on that one.
Do both. You know what?
I mean,
I'll take both.
Okay.
It's valid. It's like.
My ass is not.
Hold on to the bow. Hold on, Jack. Don't let go. Oh, all right, it's sinking. We gotta swim away from the down current. 1, 2, 3.
All right, and
what's that strange bubbling noise coming up from the rear?
One of those instances where we actually were talking to our daughter about how it is okay to laugh at yourself.
Oh, yeah. You got to. I do that on Bailey.
Oh, yeah. We all do.
Hey, take a drink. You changed topics. Now.
You changed topics.
You did first.
I did not. Mine was part of my joke. She went off on our daughter tangent.
Oh.
I'm valid.
Okay, valid.
All right.
Cha-ching. I do this for a living.
I took the drink.
All right. So, anyway, I really want to go to this Area 51 thing.
I just want to go and watch all the idiots get shot.
No, okay. See, now here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think if you actually watched them get shot, you wouldn't be laughing.
Yeah, no. That would be horrible.
Like, okay, because on the flip side, if you were to turn this into, like, a serious matter, like, these people, like, okay, and someone I know brought it up in a really good way. If you've ever attended a local band show, you know that everyone that says they're going on the event page aren't going to go. Oh, they're not going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So that just knocks out most people right there. I mean, I put that I was going. I clicked going.
Did you really?
Yes. I'm like, yes, I am. And, you know, if I end up there, whatever.
You're on the watch list now.
That's fine. Fuck them. Fuck you, government, if you're listening to my podcast. I hope the government listens. You know how cool that would be?
You better like and subscribe, government. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Anyway, so, but, like, on the flip side, all right, say these people do show up. All 1.1 million people show up to this thing. And they storm Area 51, you know, casualties everywhere. But they finally get there. You know, what next?
Right.
Then what?
What are they going to do when they get
there? Well, what if you discover this alien shit? Oh, that's cool. You know, what if the aliens kill them? All right, there's that. You know, what if there's nothing there at all? But they still have to walk back out. And I guarantee you, by the time they get back out of the building, there's going to be a whole lot more military.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and if they, and there's landmines all around that thing anyway, so it'd be really hard to get through. Another thing is if the U.S. government kills all 1.1 million people that attacked that place, that is worse than Hitler genocide.
Yeah, that's true. Pretty big.
That would be the start of a civil war. Because if the government wants to hide something that bad from its own people, then we have a fucking problem. You know, if 1.1 million, I feel like that's a good round number to represent like a good size of population.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a seventh of the world.
Right.
Well, I would also put in yeah, if like for some reason they do have this alien tech. What the fuck makes these people think that they're not going to just be like, oh, you want to come in? Sure. Here's these new weapons that we just created that can evaporate 30,000 view in one shot. Sure, come on. Yep. Come on in.
And
it's
also,
ridiculous.
One word, napalm.
Yeah, but, boom.
Napalm solves all the government's problems with 1.1. That's the problem, though, that it would be the worst tragedy of mankind ever if they destroyed 1.1 million people in one swoop.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, that's the highest death count
I think
ever.
There might be one other genocide that got close to that, and that was probably the Native American Trail of Tears game, because that was a
that wasn't millions of people though.
Are you sure?
No, that was maybe thousands, because there wasn't that many people then.
Yeah, it might at most I would say 100,000.
And like I wouldn't even say yeah. Google it. Yes.
Oh, get it, Erica. I'm waiting.
Someone also Google the highest.
I got the highest. What's up?
Highest death count of any highest genocide. Highest amount of genocide.
It's probably going to be, I mean, obviously it'll be the Holocaust.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
let's see here. It says, it was Ukraine actually. The Nazi genocide came after, but, it was the Holodomor.
Holodomor. How many people?
7 million, it looks like. 7 million.
Wow. 7.5 million.
Okay, so.
That is not, well, what about the Holocaust?
The Holocaust was 3 mil.
3 mil? All right. Well, it's not.
That's still,
okay, so.
But those, both of those, I think, were over a span of time.
And then, well, Cambodia genocide is the exact same thing. It's 3 mil, too, so.
Wow. Yeah, but this will be 1 mil all at the same time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Those were all like over
periods,
weeks, months,
yeah.
Years.
Yeah.
Years. This would be a day.
That is
so
nuts.
So this is not, this is broke down into tribes, not as a whole. So you've got the Cherokee Creek, which was 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
The Seminole, which was 3,000.
7,000 now.
Chickasaw, which was 3,500. The Choctaw, which was 2,500 to 6,000.
So well under a million, I'm going to say.
And then the Ponca was 200.
Yeah, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So like
yeah, 10,000. Yeah, because there weren't that many people back then, like at all.
No. Most of them died off from the plague.
I'm just saying that the government.
That, you know, the white people brought over.
Oh, no, the plague was everywhere. Like Black Plague, all of it.
Yeah, they had their own problems, you know, not living
past
25.
Well, yeah, they had their own problems, but I mean...
I don't live in the past.
Sicknesses like the plague didn't happen until it was
well, for the
brought
Native Americans,
over.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, specifically, yeah. That's what I was referencing was...
Yeah, and also, you know...
You know, smallpox.
The white man didn't invent the plague either.
Well, no, they just
the
brought it with
did.
Them.
It just happened.
The rats.
Kind of came out of nowhere.
Can I have a cigarette?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Hey, sweet. All
hey,
right.
Buddy.
All right. It's been a minute.
So you were talking, like going back to the Area 51 raid thing that they're doing, that it escalated into like slapping cheeks and stuff or something like that. So Chris Hemsworth is another one I saw that has said that he's in. And
sick.
I couldn't figure out why he had said that he put the slap them cheeks or something in his
Oh,
post.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where that came from.
Slap them cheeks.
Slap them alien cheeks. Yeah, I saw some memes with like videos from pictures stills, sorry, from the Coneheads, you know,
Lord.
And the daughter and her date, Chris Farley, you know, me bringing home my alien ass girlfriend and mom. And
there's one that was a meme, and it was me leaving Area 51 with all my new aliens I'm taking with me, and it was the Guardians of the Galaxy group.
Oh, nice. I want to see, like, I want to hear a statement now about what the government is thinking now, or what Area 51, are they preparing? Or, like,
I feel like it's going to be empty when they get there because they put a date on it.
Right.
So I feel like in the next 2 months they're going to empty out Area 51 just in case.
Yeah, I bet they'll. I bet everyone shows up and they open the gates. Okay, come on in. And there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Okay, but I mean, like, seriously, though, like, when events like this get, especially with social media being what it is now, like, does the military take it seriously? Does the government take it seriously?
I think would monitor certain individuals, but I don't think they would take it as serious as they...
I think they'll take it seriously in the sense of they want to... They'll do the just-in-case idea. Like, just in case 1.1 million people who've said they're coming do decide to show up, we're going to hide our secrets anyway.
You know what, though? Something like a big movement like that wouldn't go unnoticed.
True.
Like, that would... So... If people start seeing, like, loads of trucks, you know, leave the place, I mean, they have to get it out somehow, right? And sure, they could probably do it through underground tunnels or whatever, but, like, something would go noticed.
Hollow Earth. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
A different conspiracy. My gosh.
This kind of has turned into conspiracy theorist little stunts.
Hey, I'm down.
One of my favorite people that joined in, though, as far as what they've said, other than Betty White, because hers was just epic.
Yeah, kind of.
But Will Smith.
Yeah.
Said it too.
Yeah, he's like, I've done this before, or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Man. Will All Smith right. would be awesome. But what I was talking about earlier on my show is I was like, you know what? Save a bunch of lives, just send Chuck Norris.
Yep.
That's he ain't dying. They're probably already forfeited. Like, they probably already gave up. Because they said, Chuck Norris, and we've got Keanu Reeves. You know, he's the one. Fucking Neo.
I mean.
And John Wick.
Lord.
Well, they didn't kill his dog yet, so.
True.
Give it time. Anything's possible.
Apparently, I need to watch the John Wick movies.
I've only seen the first one so far, but I liked it quite a bit. And then the dog he has for the second movie, he actually adopted at the end of filming. And kept it. And it's
oh, is that the dog he's got all the pictures with and shit?
Yeah, the pit bull.
It's an adorable dog.
It's the dog he got from John Wick 2.
All right, Brittany, we both have to drink. Damn it.
Sorry.
It's all good. They get off in their movie tangents. They're girls. They're scatterbrained. It's cool.
Whatever.
Whatever. Is that Valley Girl coming out again?
I'm not a Valley Girl.
Ew. I'm not a Valley Girl.
But oh, my God. If you guys are going to do it, then, like, do it right.
sound like you guys mixed with the Pokemon Muk.
Oh yeah. Ooh, yeah.
In other news. In other news, I forgot we should talk like this more than time.
Oh yeah. Isn't that a chappy way of being?
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, buddy. This is reverse back to South Park all the time.
Every time.
All right, but in other news, scientists have successfully now transported an object from Earth to space. Not transported, teleported an object from Earth to space.
Oh, SG-1, here I come.
Yeah, even though it was technically just a proton. Right now,
I mean
that's the start.
Well,
now, but they've been teleporting this proton like within the lab, I guess, for a while, and over 900 successful tries so far, and today they teleported this proton from the lab to a satellite.
Damn. Well, I mean,
and back or
it's just, I don't think it said back yet. I think it just went.
Well, see, the thing is, like, if you can harness gravity in any form, then you can officially, after that, harness time and space collectively.
They used quantum theories, which means string theory is correct, which means it's going to weave in and out of time space. Cha-cha-cha. And so basically, you're going through time space and technically a different dimension. That's the fourth dimension, or according to string theory, I'm losing you guys.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Okay,
I'm following.
Okay. So, according to string theory, all right, you've got multiple dimensions laid out almost like a tapestry, mm-hmm. right? And some even say that when they fired up the super collider, and this is the thing that's supposed to, like, basically you could split atoms that way, and you mm-hmm. can you could basically words.
Words.
Yeah.
Are you looking for the idea that it's making different types of matter, dark matter?
No,
and things
super,
like that?
A super collider can just take apart an atom, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But when they fired that up, everything is made up of atoms. Everything you mm-hmm. touch, where are words? Every little thing. We're just a bunch of specs.
Sir, my name's Lucas, not Adam.
Right. My bad. And so they said that when they fired that up and destroyed that atom, that our reality actually shifted. Okay. And we're in a different reality than what we started. And this happened, I forget the first date it happened at. But it goes hand in hand with the what effect? I'm trying to think of that.
Mandela?
Yeah, the Mandela effect. You know how you can remember things differently than mm-hmm. what they actually are that we know of. Well, they could have been that way in that reality, but we switched somehow, and that means our lives have changed courses and stuff like that. And I feel like, for me, like on a personal level, I some of those Mandela effect things that I'm like, oh, dude, I remember a Shazam movie, with Sinbad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then come to find out it was actually...
There's one Shaquille O'Neal, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's another one. There's a different genie movie with Sinbad. All right? And come to find out, it never existed. But a lot of people remember this fucking movie. Even Sinbad himself right now is like, I never did that. But I remember that fucking movie. Like, I could see it. I could see the VHS cover in my head. Which is giving me chills, just thinking about it, because I fucking know. I remember that movie. But apparently it never existed. And there's just a bunch of little things like that. But for me personally, there's no way, at the point for where I was, the path I was going down, there was no way that my brain could switch from where it was then to the straight and narrow path I went to today.
I mean...
You'd have to know me and the inner workings of me.
As far as inner workings for that, though, there are addicts everywhere that were going down the path of no return.
Not even just the addict thing, just my whole frame of mind, my whole, literally, I can't explain, because there's a lot of stuff that I know about me that just... I know about me.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's anybody, though.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that. Oh God, there's
no.
This
I mean,
so hard
I get
explain.
What you're. I get what you're saying. Like, I get where you're coming from.
You literally can't argue this point, because I know that I was going to die. I know that I was going nowhere, and at some point, it literally flipped. And if I could pinpoint that date, and it matched up with around when the super collider, did its thing, then I feel like. There's some merit to that, to the warping between string theory, quantum realms.
Out of curiosity, would you say that it was around 10 years ago?
Mm.
It was September 10th in...
I'm asking, for him personally, because I kind of...
He's going to tell you the date.
Well, the date when the collider actually started was on the 10th of September in 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I flipped, too.
That's weird, huh? Weird as fuck. Oh, my God. Woo!
That's why I was about to look up pictures on my Facebook to be like, where was I at that moment? And then right. I was just like, I think I remember. I was laying on a bathroom floor throwing up, and that was a bad time in my life.
That was the day before Lala was born.
2 days. 3 days. September 10th?
Yep,
oh,
September 10th.
No, that's the... I went into labor with Layla that day.
Yep.
September 10th, 2008.
Oh.
Sorry.
There we go again with the technical difficulties on this shit.
Born September 11th.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Layla's our daughter, by the way, Lala.
Oh, yeah, Lala.
No one fucking knows who we are. So yeah, weird shit, huh?
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. I agree that. That I mean,
is, crazy. I didn't even. Think that
I mean,
that
multiverse
was like a thing,
is.
But you were when you were talking about it, I was like, I flipped about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, that just adds into a whole new perspective of like multiverse too. I mean, thank you, Stanley. But I mean, no, honestly.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, no, I mean, like there are so many comics out there that are that focus on multiple universes.
Yeah,
and that there's got to be some.
It'd be
something.
It'd be illogical to think that there's not a multiple different idea, especially with that collider idea. Mm-hmm. Like, and yeah, I mean, I believe in multiverse theory, but I mean, I also believe in a lot of different things. Most people probably don't. So
it's just there's a reason things get thought of. I want to steal your vape.
Oh yeah.
And other than that, there, you know, and it just other planets, other life, stuff like that. People are trying to make connections on where people actually came from, like and. I'm a big believer that humankind, Homo sapiens, are mammalic astroparasites.
Oh, yeah.
Now this is what I mean is that we are as a animal species are parasites because we feed off the living Earth and. We destroy it, and when the Earth dies, we die. You know, that's fine, but it's like on a global level. All right, so there's evidence to suggest that you know Mars, you know it has ice caps, it has water stuff, you know, it has water deep in the crevices.
Yeah, I mean there's all sorts of signs that point that at one point in time there was life on Mars.
Well, yeah, they also have actually found. Living parasites on Mars.
Yeah, microbes. Yeah, yeah. Bacteria and stuff. And there's that. And actually, the thing that got me is that the chemical left after they dropped Hiroshima. All right, the radioactive chemical and the stuff that is thorium. Okay. Now that is like the primary, and you can only get that by creating the hydrogen bomb as they did. Okay, but there are certain areas of Mars. Now Mars is kind of littered with thorium, but there are certain areas on Mars that are very highly concentrated with the same almost the same exact levels that of the thorium that we have in let me finish. That was in Hiroshima kind of next to blast patterns. Now, this suggests that
a massive bomb was dropped on Mars.
Multiple, and that's what happens when you have like a cockfight, you know, a dick war, if you will, with other people of your kind. This is what human people do. This is what our species does.
Human nature
is we build up, and then finally, there's nowhere else to go. And everyone's starving, and everyone wants control of everything else, and then everyone gets in a fight. It's also human nature, animal nature, to fight. Mm-hmm. You can't ever have world peace because of who we are, because of animals
in
general.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're animals.
Yeah.
Like, we might be humans,
well,
and we might have a higher thinking and be able to function higher than animals, but we're all animals
except
at
for
the
dolphins.
End of the day.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
But they blew up, all right? So when they blew up, the same bacteria, the same microbes that created life on Mars went from Mars, that from the blast patterns, carried itself over to, guess what? Our third rock from the sun over here, Earth, starts over again.
I agree with you. And also, if you look into a lot of different religious books and things, Quran, the Bible, it always has these little tales of a what is known as a war or a coming war. But it's been shown that, like, in all these books that there was a bigger being of, like, these floating cities and things. Like, even in India, they have murals of these floating cities and these godlike aspects, and they all say the same thing. In the Quran, they also have a Noah's Ark. But instead of being a ship, it was what's known as a templed box. And it's still the same concept. I mean, I agree with you. I think some of them might have got out and some of them just blew the fuck up. And then when they figured out Earth was back and they're like, oh, Earth's a new situation. We should go check it out. We should help them along and see how it progresses.
And that, here's my theory on that. Okay. Two options. One, now speaking of an infinite universe, there should be way more than two options. But my minuscule human brain has led me to narrow down to these two. One, we are parasites, and there's other races, other species of whatever out there, and they're kind of keeping an eye on us to make sure we don't spread. I don't think this is the first place we've been.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think this is the first galaxy we've been to, you know, and I feel like it just gets carried, you know, across, you know, and there's that.
It's a very scientific way to look at it.
Like, almost like the Prometheus movie project that they were doing. One ultimate being that traveled the world and putting a, basically using a human, excelled human body, broke it down into the water, and then it became what is humans now, and it was a test to see what was going on, and then they were like, well, that didn't work out. Well, let's just kill them. Fuck it. And then they drop the bombs, and next thing you know, human Earth is extinct, and they're moving on.
I'm enjoying your guys' take on this because, like I just said a second ago, you are both taking a very scientific thought process through this.
Oh, yeah. It's very scientific.
As I drink my summer shandy.
Right. I think what you're trying to say is it's not so much they're just conspiracy theory.
No.
It's scientific.
Yeah, no, it's scientific based. But I mean, like, I kind of found it, I don't want to say comical, maybe kind of ironic.
Yeah.
That, Lucas, that you brought in religion.
Oh, absolutely.
To it. Because religious people don't look at it like that.
Oh, absolutely not.
It all goes hand in hand. It does, but.
Yeah. But most religious people feel like we started on Earth and that's it.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at, like, okay, before the whole Noah's Ark game in the American Bible.
Okay, but I mean, it starts before Noah's Ark. You've got Adam and Eve, and that was the first man and the first woman.
Of course.
No. Eve was not the first woman, actually.
Lilith
was.
Yes, I got you.
Lilith was. Sorry.
But
it's been a long time since I've done a Bible study of any sort.
But what I mean is like, before Noah's Ark hit, the reason Noah's Ark was there wasn't to just get rid of, the man lovers and everything else.
It was to get rid of the sinners.
The sinners and the giants that it says in there, and the
yes,
and the dragons,
and everything. And supposedly, there were these epic beings that were not necessarily angels, but were basically not necessarily aliens. But it's
I mean, like, if you asked a religious person the story of Noah's Ark, it's not going to relate to other beings because to them there's only one higher being.
Of course.
And
to most religious people.
Most religious people.
Yeah, and most
religious
people. I'm not either. I'm agnostic. That means that I believe that there's something out there. I don't necessarily believe that God is the only being.
Indeed.
But I believe that there's something out there.
Indeed. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if you break it down and look at every religious text, from the Dead Scrolls to the Quran to the Bible to all these different things, it's amazing how many of these stories actually line up from across every plane, and they're almost identical. But
at the end of the day, that's all religions. It doesn't matter if you're Catholic or Jewish or, I mean, insert.
Oh, yeah.
They're all loosely based off of the same thing.
I mean,
there's not sitting there talking about there being, you know, 20 different gods. They're all talking about the same God.
Yeah, but there was always a war in the heavens somewhere in there. And that's why when you said the thing about Mars, that was my first thought, was like another, if you will, heavenly war that allowed for those, like, those huge hydrogen bombs to go off because they're like, you know what? We're done. Let's just, we're done. Get rid of it all. Start from scratch. And then, tragically, life, as it's said in Jurassic Park, life finds a way.
Yeah. And say there are other civilizations or a species of, you know, alien or whatever out there, and they are keeping tabs on us. There's a reason they haven't made themselves known, is because we're not fucking ready. Either, like,
well, yeah, the only threat is a threat to ourselves. The only people we're going to destroy are ourselves at this point.
I mean, because think about it. Like, we're a very violent, selfish species.
Yeah.
You know, the second they show up into our airspace, what's going to happen? They're going to try to shoot them down. Mm-hmm. They're not going to, you know, hey, will you politely come down? They might try to communicate with them via radio, but they are so past that. You know, why not just follow them or, you know, not make any aggressive maneuvers? But that's the sad fact of it, is if they showed up, fear invokes anger, and we're a bunch of fucking stupid primates.
Yeah.
And it's our automatic assumption that if they're showing up here, then they're here to hurt us. And so we'd rather hurt them first.
Well, and I mean, and the thing is, like, so everyone says conspiracy theory. Man, that was, and it sounds very conspiracy theory of me to say it, but that wasn't the name for what these thinkers were. The conspiracy theory game came out after people started asking more about aliens and started digging more. And they're like, oh, the government came out and was like, this isn't happening. These people don't know what they're talking about. It's conspiracy theory. And it's actually a bad kind of statement, because these people, they're just free thinkers, just giving out ideas that make sense.
Some of them are a little radical. Have the lunatics and the crazies and the...
Yeah. Who are we to actually call them crazy, though?
Okay, I mean, yes.
If you've seen something truly life-changing, if you fucking know something and nobody believes you, yeah, you're going to look a little crazy.
I suppose.
I took it.
And everyone around them is going to, you know, be like, oh, my God, look at that guy. But who's to say that those people have not seen or felt or witnessed or been a part of what they are being crazy about?
All right.
See, Mike, a good example for that is the family haunting you guys have. For people who don't believe in ghosts, you look crazy when you talk about it.
Okay, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
My whole thought about it when it was like, when we put off the word crazy, I was thinking more like, I know they're here. They're here with us. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use this bomb that's going to take out half of this city. And then I'm going to take myself out, too, because they're real. And I'm here to save us by killing us now.
And here, can be considered crazy. However, what if the fact that they knew this drove them that way? That's why we're not fucking ready. What if these other beings have done tests on these things, you know, to try to give them this knowledge?
To gauge how we react?
Right, and it's too fucking much, and these people flip their shit.
Well, I mean, if you look at videos from the past of these on TV before they had a way to actually pull into a television program, there was a program, I believe it was over in England, actually, that came across it was just this small little snippet, and it was this guy that said, you have this long, you're almost there, but you're not ready. You need to get ready. Start being more kind. Start doing these things. Get right with the earth kind of thing. And it was just a small snippet in this, a news broadcasting.
Yeah.
I
remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And all of a sudden his name was, oddly enough, Thor. Actually, and everybody was like, what the fuck happened there? But the question is, have you ever heard about it after that, though? Kind of swept under the rug, right?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, that was, yeah, there literally was a broadcast taken over, and no one can explain it still.
Yeah.
Because
they had no technology like that back then.
No, but yeah, well, they did, but it's easily trackable. I mean, like, this your TV signals all lead to a source, and you can track those easy. You know, especially if you have an interrupting broadcast, even the best hackers, you know, while untraceable on computer, but a broadcast can be traced just about anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has a distinct signal.
Yep.
But still, I mean.
And they had nothing, and it was like clear as fucking day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what would be interesting is if what is at Area 51 that they're so desperate to keep secret isn't outside aliens, but that we are the aliens.
Yeah.
Like, I could see, I don't know if anybody has seen the movie Knowing with Nicolas Cage, but
yes.
There's that, basically the movie is there's two kids that are chosen to be the quote-unquote Adam and Eve. To.
It wasn't just two kids, it was children.
Children, but
all
this
over
movie was these
based
two kids.
On the yeah. two kids, yeah.
And, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, like Baden said earlier, we did originate from another planet, and we destroyed that planet. And the alien species that are looking out for us and watching over us took some of those kids and brought them to Earth to try and start the human race again.
Well, possible, but, I mean, that also still doesn't explain that astronomical jump we made from what was just basic nothing. We were just trying to make our way, dying at an early age to
a missing link?
To like, yeah, basically missing links like there, to making these huge astronomical like things that line up perfectly with the stars and nautical things, and then we go to a technological jump all of a sudden out of nowhere too. Like, how is that possible?
Here's my theory on that, and I've actually thought about that and researched it some. I believe that at some point in time, that when we've made first contact, not any time, but this is back in like your like the finding of the wheel, you know, making fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I believe we've had help along the way.
I do agree.
And
periodically.
Yeah, periodically, you know, we'll have, you know, they'll appear, something will be invented, we take it over, you know, so with that. And then later along the line, I think that we may be trading people sometimes.
Absolutely.
For tech. You know, for experiments and stuff like that, you know, and it gives us those jumping edges, like CDs. Who the fuck would have thought to shoot a laser onto an aluminum thing that wasn't really like
anything?
Yeah. So who the fuck would have thought of that? You know?
Yeah. And I mean, and it's crazy to think that, I mean, I guess it's not necessarily crazy to think that we could have just done it, but at the same time, like, I mean, there is a island that has monkeys that are officially now making like the wheel. They are coming up and they're doing these things like humans would, working in packs to hunt, doing things like that as if they were the original idea. Now, they're granted light years away from probably shooting a gun. I mean, this isn't going to be Planet of the Apes anytime soon, but like
Planet of the Apes, they were genetically modified.
That's true too. But I mean, saying like they're going to all of a sudden
really the original.
Yeah, in the original, they're still genetically modified.
Yeah, yeah.
They had their own planet.
That, no. It was Earth.
Yeah, it was Earth.
The planet was Earth.
Yeah, they took over Earth.
Charlton Heston
went
to...
Damn yous! Damn yous!
Dirty apes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Charlton Heston and his crew went to space. Then they crash-landed back on Earth, which they thought they were at a different place. And so they're walking around, they're like, we have to find something. And then they're like...
Okay,
and then all of a sudden, at the end of that movie, you see him on the beach, and there is Statue of Liberty. And he's just like, fuck, I'm on Earth. What happened?
Yep.
And yeah, it's because they genetically, that's why the new Planet of the Apes is more like a prequel. It shows you how, while Charlton Heston was in space, why this was going, what was happening in the middle ground. This way I took it.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of leads us to today, though. Like, we are genetically modifying a lot of shit.
A lot.
Our food, chickens, yeah. And they've actually, they discovered actual dino DNA now.
Yeah, oh, that's scary as fuck.
Jurassic Park, basically.
Yeah, they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're basically working on like okay, they're messing with a chicken. First of all, they're because
all these chickens.
Yeah, so they're messing with a chicken, trying to get it during its embryo stage to have it, and they've had chickens grow actually snouts with teeth and scales. So
they're literally trying to
recreate dinosaurs now.
Yep. Okay, I realize that Jurassic Park and, you know, the Jurassic movies. That's not real.
It's not very yet. Real.
I know. I mean, I'm saying no. Wait, let me. You know, what was the most important aspect of those movies that we learned?
Shit happens for a reason.
Don't fuck with nature.
Once again, nature finds a way.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Unfortunately, that's not in our nature is to not fuck with nature.
I mean.
Oh yeah.
I said.
I'm gonna take a drink for this. Because I know I'm slightly gonna veer, but Jeff Goldblum was another one that signed up for the Area 51 thing.
Oh, nice.
He would.
Him and Will Smith. That's all we need.
Well, I mean, thinking about it, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. If they had a superhuman serum, and all I had to do was basically get into a little vat.
They do.
Government, here I come. I'm going to sign up tomorrow. I need to be a superhuman.
Also, going with that, they've successfully done a brain transplant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that person's living. So, essentially, we're making it to where we can technically, with enough money, live forever.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, see, you know? That word right there.
See,
money.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind rebooting my body into an... like
Android?
Machine,
yeah.
I would totally go as a.
Why would you want to live forever though?
To see, you could see so much, you could change so much. Remember the past the way it was, and to improve the human capabilities.
And
wouldn't you? That's selfish to not live forever.
Carry history on like that. I can live through all my people dying. I can do that.
It's gonna suck, but I would too.
I can flip it off.
Which is totally unhealthy. That is a. Another matter for another time.
Let me
that
ask you this, Erica.
Never
if you had a
fight.
Chance that you could read every single book that was ever written in the entire world, and all you had to do was just live forever, and then with all that knowledge, you could write your own epic novel. Well, you wouldn't want to do that? You wouldn't want to read everything that the human world has created? I know I would, and I don't even like to read.
And ever will create.
It's a hard question. That's a hard question to answer.
Very hard.
But because,
not
I mean,
for me.
Nope.
I don't plan to have children, so I don't have to worry about that heartbreak. However, seeing
it's
your own
not
children.
Even, it's not even the children. It's the connections that you make in life.
That's why you, at
I
some
mean,
point, get cold
your,
and just shut off.
Your family, your friends, your... I mean, you shouldn't go through life as a cold machine.
Charles Darwin did.
You should feel. You should want to feel.
You know, see, here's the thing, though. You can feel during the whole process of the life cycle. Then the second the life cycle's over, you shut it off.
But then what's the point of living?
To live over and over again.
Knowledge.
Knowledge,
power, everything.
Money. Yeah, like all that.
Like, not even necessarily the money aspect, but if for some reason you could be the world peace at some point then. Because somebody then you could be at that top notch, and then they would come to you and be like, well, I know this is 4,000 in the future. And they're like, in the 1800s, how did they take care of this situation? And then you could be a vast of knowledge and be all like, well, in the 1800s, there was kings and queens and scholars. Now we have everything on tablets. It's different. And you could be that voice of knowledge to teach the next human race how to be legitimately good individuals.
And who's to say that you can't...
But that goes back to the human nature.
If you've lived forever, you've already lived through the anger, the sadness,
the woe. I'm not talking about yourself. You're talking about teaching... the next generation to be better, to live better. But it's not in human nature to be inherently good.
True.
It's not.
But that's also why we do genetic testing.
Yeah, that's where teaching actually comes in, though, too.
Yeah.
Now, and also, who's to say, like, if I were offered a serum tomorrow, what makes me special? Nothing. All right? So that means they have enough to, like, they could... they're getting ready to disperse it regularly. So who's to say you can't give it to all your loved ones?
Yeah,
and
limitless.
Say, and then you go explore, you know, future things.
I don't know. That's.
I do feel like they wouldn't give it to everybody because we would see an overpopulation that just.
That's why I say go explore other things. Like they could be.
They wouldn't do that until we had the technology to actually really be able to venture out.
Well, if they have the technology to make you live forever, they're gonna have the technology. I mean, they just fucking beamed a proton.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
okay, you keep saying that, and I keep flashing back to Star Wars, and you beat me up, Scotty.
That's Star Trek.
Star Trek. Shit. Yes, Star Trek.
I mean, it's very valid though. I mean, the technology.
I said it, and I knew that was wrong.
Wait.
And Star Trek. My bad.
You said it again. Oh, yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah,
I said it right that time,
okay,
asshole.
Okay, okay. You calling me an asshole, and you're the one
that
fucked up. Like, that is Civil War.
Yes. My bad.
But I mean,
let's keep.
Oh my God! Yes, I fucked up. I said Star Wars. I meant to say Star Trek. My bad.
Now she's getting really defensive because it was a super bad fuck up.
Oh my! Did I not just say that?
Yeah.
Did I not just own up to my fuck up?
I just want to reiterate over and over again. Never do that.
Oh my God! It was a mistake.
Yeah, it was a bad one.
Oh my God!
That's like next to murder.
So going
Red
on,
rum.
She's bobbing her head now, like she's tough.
So going with your theory,
snap your fingers next.
It's going with your theory. I do agree. It does bring you back to that beam me up, Scotty idea, kind of like, Stargate SG-1. So supposedly there are stargates that could transport you from
that
one
was
planet
what that
to
was that entire. There were how many of them were there?
There was quite a few different shows.
I mean, it started and it just didn't. I don't even think it stopped now.
It has stopped, I believe, but it's Stargate and then Stargate Atlantis, Stargate SG-1 was the original, of course. Then you've got Universe and
it's a never ending
because
story.
It's true, it's true. But I mean, if you think about it if you actually watch that TV show. Like, legit, it answers a lot of these questions that we're actually talking about.
Drink up, Brittany.
Lisa's favorite thing to fall asleep to is Stargate.
Because,
seriously?
Yeah, if I watch it enough in my brain,
no,
I can dream about it
can't.
And I know it's real.
I don't have any room to talk because one of my favorite shows / movies to go to sleep to is Firefly and Serenity.
Lit.
No,
yeah.
Cool.
Love that shit.
Like, I watch that X-Files when I fall asleep. I'm like, what's up? I'm going to learn about aliens in my sleep.
I can't watch X-Files to go to sleep because I just want to sit there and I want to watch it all. Like,
it's
just,
hard for me to talk about scientific theories for other lives when you mention movies in the same thing.
There's been a lot of movies.
I hear you.
I know. But here's the thing, though. Like... comes a point where I feel like you're going off references that pertain to the situation. I know. I get that. However, these are things you're not thinking for yourself at this point.
Well, no, but I mean, at the same time, it's relevant. No, I shouldn't say relevant. It's at some point this shit had to be thought up.
Exactly. And
obviously it was made into a movie.
Well, but I mean, like, the theory itself, not the storyline, the movies, not the stories themselves, but the theories behind the movies and behind the shows.
And I get that. Back to your statement, I mean, that's basically what we're doing anyway when we talk about this space and travel and different time programs. I mean, we're talking about other people's thoughts and ideas, like Stephen Hawking's theories and...
Hawking's theories were right. That proved... Because so they discovered the black hole. They finally took a picture of the black hole. Mm-hmm. The black horror! And it actually proves some of Einstein's theory is wrong.
Yeah, isn't that running off of? I mean, they're theories as if they're stories, though. So it's still it's still actually consistent to the movie thing. Now, granted, that's fiction, and we're not living in a fictional world, but it's still
a theory.
Yeah, it's the theory that we're going off of somebody else's theory at all times.
I guess what I'm saying is that I prefer that you make your own theory based on either scientific facts or something like that, as opposed to being brainwashed by a piece of cinema you've seen. Now, I know, and it's a, not everyone just sits around all day like me and fucking looks up quantum theory. But
speak for yourself.
So you have to, you know, base your ideas and knowledge off something. But for me personally, whenever I'm talking to someone and they're like, "Oh yeah, dude, like Stargate and blah," and I'm like, my face just
resting
goes blank.
Bitch face?
No, because it's not a bitch face. It's just like, are you fucking kidding me?
That
right
is
now?
Your resting bitch face is a blank face.
So, okay, well then I one thing that I've seen on a movie.
No, we're gonna start wrapping this up soon because now we're at we got about 2 minutes left.
Oh shit! Okay, I'll make it quick. A movie that came out. It was on Netflix. It was about a guy who got abducted and was known as the Starseed. And from
Seed.
Yeah, and oh that's God. Basically what it was. He was made. Not made, but he was brought up and was basically used to make a breed between alien and child. And there was another woman there that they put it together. And they remember being there. They remember these kids. There's pictures. And it has this whole story. I highly recommend looking it up. I think it's called like it's got his name, but it's like something. It is like 51 or something. But yeah, he had a broken leg. Next thing you know, he remembers like waking up to a bright light, and then he woke up the next day. His leg had 3 holes in it, but it worked perfectly fine. Couldn't explain it. He went back to the doctor. They're like, "Wow, you shouldn't have been able to walk." But I don't know what happened.
You shouldn't have been able to walk.
And but that is a movie. But it's I mean, goes to the alien game. Like mm-hmm.
It's fun to fantasize about the things you see as well, because it's hard to perceive something just purely out of your mind and picture a picture that's completely out of your mind if it's not based on something you've seen that is deemed logical in your own, you know, cerebrum. So, but
yeah,
that's cool. And you know, that's it. But
well, you know, I mean, the Indians didn't notice the ships coming through. They thought they were big clouds.
Yeah. Fire Phoenix.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if you don't know what you're looking at,
how
do you describe it?
How the fuck are they doing that?
Yeah. And that's the way it is. I mean, if Native Americans saw ships with huge sails and thought it was a cloud, how are we to know better than
Pocahontas reverence?
Pocahontas. Ugh. That's a different story for a different day.
All right. Well,
it's been fun.
This was a very serious topic day today.
Mm. Indeed.
So I'm going to.
But also educational.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and switch the. Like, we're going to wrap up, but we're going to switch the emote speed here, the feeling. All right. Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So instead of final thoughts today, I have a different question.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to design the perfect alien to fuck, what would it be?
Oh gosh!
Like, now you could choose what it looks like, what appendages it has, you know.
That is a.
I feel like Lucas would want something like Narcissus from our Anita Blake books.
Like a.
You know, that's a very difficult question to ask. Actually,
you could choose. Okay, fine.
So
you want me to narrow it down for you?
Sure. Narrow me down a little bit.
All right.
Because I go back to, actually, tragically, movie references. And I'm like, and I started thinking, and I was like, well, no, I should change that. And I'm like, but there were so many good different references.
Where would you want the alien's genitals to be on the body? And assuming it's a humanoid type figure.
Well, I would say, I don't know. At this point, easily accessible. Not something I don't have to like work my way through. Like, oh, there's 12 tentacles. Let's see if I can get through that shit.
Yeah, throw flour on it, find the wet spot.
Right? No, I'm not looking for that. That's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm doing. I would say I would still say a humanoid based creature. However, I would also like to put in the idea of maybe, oh. Porcupine hair would be cool.
Porcupine hair?
That'd be legit. You know, like something that's like pure steel. But still, that basic human...
Porcupines are actually very soft.
Yeah. See, it's because it's soft when you're nice. You're thinking of hedgehogs. And then you don't fuck up.
Hedgehogs?
Yeah, hedgehogs. Yeah, hedgehogs are soft. Porcupines are not nice. I would say... they're soft.
Okay.
I would say my
they can
thing,
shoot their quills.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's why you don't want to piss her
crazy
off.
Crazy fucks.
So I would say... yeah, I would do a humanoid-based creature, probably... definitely a different color. Good navy blue, maybe a light green. Oh,
yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Or like, even a deep, like, fuchsia.
Like the stripper from Star Wars, Jabba the Hutt?
Oh, yeah. I could dig, like a Twi'lark almost.
Twi'lark,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, with the tentacles, but still, porcupine hair. You could even... face is nothing as long as you got a good personality and I can communicate
with you.
Just have
a butthole for a face.
I don't know about that. That's a lot. I don't think I want to be sitting around kissing a butthole.
All right.
So, Lucas, I'm guessing you would want a hermaphrodite, right?
Wow, that escalated. No, definitely not.
There's nothing wrong with that, Lucas. I understand. Brittany.
Wow.
My turn?
Yeah. Now, you've had the whole time to think of something.
Honestly, the only thing I can think of is I'd want one to look like Chris Evans in Captain America 1.
So that's not a alien. Buff human.
Yeah, you're just wanting a buff human at this point.
You just want abs.
Stop being so fucking boring.
Abs.
I don't know. I mean, if we're talking like to fuck though, like that's basically what I would want. But I mean, if you're to take it a step further, I think it'd be really like if we go on the comical side of things, I'd love one that like the aliens from Scary Movie 2, where they pee out of their fingers.
Do you want an alien to pee in your mouth out of their finger?
No.
Oh,
I was saying like for humor, like, you know, coming up with stuff like that would be interesting. But to fuck it, like,
so no color difference, no aesthetics,
I could go for a hermaphrodite.
Like no aesthetically different. Like instead of having like, because I wouldn't mind scales, I could dig that.
Maybe a penis for a nose,
right? Balls on a chin.
You already have Thanos.
Oh, good call.
I don't know. I think like. For me, I guess I would have to say probably already, what's her name, Nebula from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Like
with
that.
A dick?
Yeah, with a dick.
Bro, I already got it. Well, she's talking about what is it? Skyrim, the cats. Yeah, that's it. That's what you're looking for.
Erica.
Cat human. Kashyyyk knows what you like.
Alien-wise?
Yeah, design an alien to fuck, man.
I don't know if I could design one, but I could think of one.
Okay.
You're really either going to kick me or throw something at me.
Okay.
Ahsoka.
Fuck, you stole mine.
Oh, Ahsoka.
That was my finisher. All right, well, threesome with Ahsoka then.
She's, for a cartoon, she's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Can't believe you stole my. She's not a Twi'lark.
Oh, yeah. No, she's not, is she? Damn.
But
okay, you guys are probably going to throw something at me. Who the fuck is Ahsoka and what is she from?
She's from the Clone Wars, from Star Wars, the animated
Rebels.
Series, the Rebels. She looks like a Twi'lark, but...
She's green.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Where's it good?
Okay. Oh, one thing. Oh, man. I can't even remember her name right now from Star Wars, but she had the... super tentacles.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I still like the idea of like crazy hair. I could go with scales or even. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
Well, Erica stole mine. So I guess I'm having a threesome with Ahsoka Tano, which is great. And that's
come
it.
On, you got to come up with another one.
That was the fucking one I wanted. That's
you said create one. We created one. She picked one.
You picked Captain America, you fucking dick. Don't call yourself a creative when you didn't do shit.
Okay, well, he created one. Erica and I picked one.
The most creative thing you saw was in a
GQ magazine.
No, the most creative thing you said was from a fucking Scary Movie 2. You're like, oh, I want him to pee out his finger.
Right in the mouth.
Fucking call me on my shit. God.
So I'm the only one that created something then. Is that what happened?
I mean, I couldn't think of like. Attributes that I like, as far as like alien goes, that I would want.
Yeah, well, I mixed a little bit of Star Wars and a little bit of Star Trek, and then I threw my own little jump in there.
I think it'd be cool to have a vagina on her hand so she can like just reach in my pants.
lit as fuck. I think I would die. There's no way I could sit next to her at a family gathering.
Ooh, what about vaginas on her, like under her tits?
Now that'd be interesting.
Oh my god. Or like a vagina in between her tits.
Oh.
And like in the middle of her chest, and then just fuck the middle of her chest and let the boobs bounce, you know, on your balls and on the front.
I think I'm getting hard as fuck over here. Yeah. Well, we better calm down.
How's that for creative? Yeah, fucking Captain America, non-creative ass. Ahsoka Tano, I stick with that though. This has been Full Disclosure. If you don't like it, fuck off! We out.
Uncensored, unstructured, and unglued. This is Full Disclosure with Baden and the Hood Rats.